WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Differences remain between the city of College Station and a local faith-based housing assistance group over the administration of a federal grant assisting lower-income homebuyers.
Last week, the College Station City Council approved reimbursing HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, $181,000 after city staff determined Embrace Brazos Valley spent the money on a project outside the city limits. The attorney for the nonprofit group, Chris Peterson, says the allegation of a technical violation involves using two lots purchased in College Station as collateral for projects outside the city. Peterson says it was not an issue at the time the grant was awarded.
The original folks that were on the contract, they knew about this the whole time.
Peterson says one College Station home was built and sold. The second home remains under construction until the money from the sale of the first home runs out. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A former College Station resident caught with more than 64,000 pornographic images of children is back on the streets. State authorities granted parole to 43-year-old Greg Baird after serving 4 years of a 15-year sentence. Baird was released Thursday to start serving 10 years of probation. It's been a year since an armed robbery at Commerce National Bank at 29th and Broadmoor in Bryan. One of two men accused of the holdup appeared this week in Brazos County District Court. After a jury was selected, 43-year-old Brian Champion of Houston pleaded guilty to the robbery. The jury sentenced Champion to 60 years in prison. It's been almost 2 years since College Station police investigated an armed robbery at FedStar Credit Union. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the suspect was picked up following a similar robbery in Benton, Arkansas.
At this point, the federal authorities are handling the prosecution and follow-up investigation related to this and multiple other robberies.
37-year-old Richard Swicegood of Waxahachie is accused of the robberies in Texas, Arkansas, and Mississippi. A century-old Jewish temple on the southwest side of downtown historic Bryan is the district there is getting an update. Temple Frida on South Parker behind Old Bryan Marketplace recently had its stained glass windows removed for repair by the same glass company that originally constructed them. Bryan resident Stephanie Sale is part of a group working with the city to preserve the only synagogue in Texas to be named for a woman. After the restoration, Sale says the temple would likely play host to small receptions and weddings as well as educational and musical gatherings. Two milestones mark this year's Texas A&M University's Fish Camp. Today marks the start of the 60th year that freshman Aggies, who are nicknamed Fish, have the opportunity to learn about A&M traditions and college life in general. Alex Kalin of Arlington, who is this year's camp director, will lead a record 6,500 fish and 1,200 student counselors.
They'll have, you know, sophomores who are only 1 year removed, but then they'll have some juniors and seniors who, you know, they may be more removed from their freshman year, might not remember it as well, but they have the experience of, you know, attending college for 3 or 4 years.
There are a record 7 4-day sessions. Each one has its own color, with lime being added this year. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass.
610, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine, it's going to be with us today. It's going to drive temperatures up to about 90 degrees. We'll see whether or not we can pick up a thunderstorm. We have some heavy activity this morning just west of the Texas coast. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine, maybe a thunderstorm for tomorrow, highs reaching 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Sun, maybe a thunderstorm Sunday, and 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a shake. With the preseason polls being released, Texas A&M is in the top 20. We'll share more of that coming up. Plus, the pictures are on the website if you're curious about what the new athletics complex looks like. And the trade deadline hit yesterday at 2 o'clock. Find out if your favorite baseball player is being or has been traded. All that and more, and we'll do it for you about 6:50.
So, yeah, all the stuff seems to be down along the coast and offshore. How much do we know?
The airport was about 0.8.
I don't live at the airport.
Last night. I understand. I had about an inch and a quarter last night.
Yeah, I had to go to a local shopatorium, and I did, and then didn't get out.
Did you get trapped? Did you?
Well, I just sat and waited. I mean, you know, and it's nice. They have little umbrellas that they are big umbrellas that they, and I had an umbrella with me, but, you know, I just thought, you know, my shoes will get wet. I'll get wet. And it was, you know, it was early. It was about 6:30. Mm-hmm, so, you know, got time to eat till later. And I turned around, drove home, waited a little while, then went back, and it was fine. But it's not like we didn't get warning because it certainly rumbled.
Yeah.
For a while before that happened.
Believe me, my daughter was up. We were at the pool.
Oh, okay.
And I heard that clap of thunder, and being an old lifeguard, I was like, out.
Yeah.
She said, but we get home. It's like an hour before it rains.
Yeah, it took a while for it to get here. That's okay. And, you know, again, we're just yard farmers. That's all we care
exactly.
about.
Yeah.
But the people who really need it, we hope that that all worked out well for you today. Oh, we'll see. We have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to stories that we need to do early in the show, if you kind of get what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Toys R Us. Have you heard about the baby doll at Toys R Us?
Not lately.
No, sir.
Well, it's, if I use the phrase anatomically correct, would that help? Anyway, it's a male anatomically correct doll that's freaking out some shoppers there and some online readers. The toy, which is made by the You and Me Mommy Change My Diaper doll collection. Okay, at Toys Be We. Also cries when its underpants are wet. It's not specified in the company's site or the toy box that the doll is, in fact, an anatomically correct male baby.
I see.
This has caused some shoppers to post concerns on Facebook. Some parents called the doll inappropriate and unnecessary for kids, while others joked that it could be a unique way to conclude a gender reveal party.
Okay.
Yes, some users on Facebook just wish the doll's box came with a warning label.
Apparently somebody put the stem on the apple to you.
Okay, but, I mean, a warning label? What does that mean, a warning label?
Well, how often has Rush Limbaugh talked about the feminist saying that we should come with a warning label? Warning, this one has
Again, and that may be exactly what...
I mean, there's expectations, and the expectation is that they're not anatomically correct.
Okay.
So if you're changing expectations, I think just putting the words anatomically correct would be sufficient.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Just depends on, do you put that in small or large print?
I did.
Yeah. Is it a feature?
sorry about that.
Never mind. Yeah. Well, what are you
going to
say?
Oh, man.
Okay.
Info. Thank goodness it's Friday.
Yeehaw.
Because at some point in her life, she's going to go, where did that come from?
Just to get took a train, a plane, a bus. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us.
Yippee.
Okay, we're moving on.
Yeah. Quickly and silently.
Stuff the Bus is a community-wide drive to collect school supplies for children in our area. Each year, the Junior League provides school supplies to more than 16,000 students in need. We invite you to join us on Thursday, August 7th at the Brazos Center, HEB Tejas, and HEB Tower Point for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive. We hope you'll consider purchasing school supplies to donate to Stuff the Bus. For more information, please visit jlbcs.org or find them on Facebook and Twitter.
There you go. It's 6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're starting a new month. August the 1st.
Yipper.
Hey. It's, let's see, this is day, I don't know. I didn't write it down. Okay. Doesn't matter. Today is Girlfriend's Day. It's Air Force Day. It's World Wide Web Day. You get to use the internet today. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you celebrate it or what, but it's there. It's, get this. It's International Beer Day.
Okay.
Huzzah!
They get a day. Okay. It's Respect for Parents Day. Okay, parents, here's your day. Make the most of it.
If you're going to be real.
Yeah, it's the internet.
Like a half hour.
Yeah, really. Until they get angry with you. Yeah, until you tell them they can't do something. International Clown Week begins today. Be scared. Ooh. Be very, very scared. Yeah. Now for the month, because it's August. August is Happiness Happens Month. It's Get Ready for Kindergarten Month. Some of us don't qualify. It's Golf Month. It's What Will Be Your Legacy Month. Ooh.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Pretty heavy deal. All right, for birthdays.
Birthdays, we have Tippis Bledsoe, Vanessa Huxtable on The Cosby Show. Jason Momoa is 35. He's going to be the new Conan the Barbarian.
Oh.
And he's also on that soap opera with Soap Opera Swords thing. Mm-hmm. Sam Menendez is 49 from American Beauty. Adam Dirtz is 50. He's the lead singer of the Counting Crows. Coolio is 51. Public Enemy's Chuck D is 54. Joe Elliott, 55. He's the lead singer from Def Leppard. And one of my favorites, actually, Robert Cray, 61 years old. Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. And that's all I got for Friday.
Well, we got Richard Roper, 54. He's the movie writer. Jeffrey Holder, you may remember him from the 7-Up commercials a long time ago.
I actually met him.
He's a big, tall dude, isn't
he? Awesome guy.
And he narrated Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. He's 84, 80 and 4 today. All right, for Saturday, it's National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
Woohoo!
It's, for some reason, National Hangover Day.
Okay.
If you want to celebrate, I guess
shouldn't
that's okay.
That be like December or January 1st?
Sometimes, something.
National Beer Day is today, so that would make tomorrow
point.
National. Yeah,
good point.
There
okay, all right, for birthdays.
Haley Eisenberg is 22 years old. She was that little girl in the Pepsi commercial several years ago. Sam Worthington is 38 from Avatar. Kevin Smith, you'll know him as Silent Bob. He's 44. Yeah. Mary Louise Parker is 50 from The West Wing. Apollonia is 55. She was in the freakish movie Purple Rain with the Prince. Butch Patrick, Eddie Munster, is 61. And Max Wright is 71. He played Willie Tanner on Alf.
Ah, okay. There
hey,
you
Willie.
Go.
Oh, and Wes Craven.
Oh, yeah. He's done a movie or two, hasn't
he? Wes Craven is 75 years old.
Sunday, we celebrate National Watermelon Day. It's Kids Day. It's Dolls Day. It's Sisters Day. It's Friendship Day. It's the Rib Fest in Kalamazoo, Michigan. What the hell? Those people up there don't know how to make ribs. I mean, you know, golly. I mean, there are a lot of places that make ribs. I'm not thinking Kalamazoo, Michigan. All right, birthdays on Sunday.
Ryan Lochte is 30 years old, 7-time Olympic medalist. Evangelina Lilly, 35 years old. She was Caden Lost. Tom Brady, future Hall of Famer in the NFL, is 37.
And doesn't make the most money in his house.
No, he does not, by a long shot. Yep. Spinderella of Salt-N-Pepa is 43. Isaiah Washington. What?
We really did the birthday of Spinderella?
Yes.
Of Salt-N-Pepa?
Yes.
Okay. Because we haven't, you know, we haven't played any of their music all week. And I just...
And you won't anyway.
You're right.
Yeah. Isaiah Washington from Grey's Anatomy, 51. James Hetfield, 51 years old. He's the lead singer of Metallica.
Oh, yeah.
John C. McGinley is 55 years old.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
Guy.
Dr. Cox on Scrubs.
Yep.
Jay North is 63. He was the original Dennis the Menace. Mm-hmm. John Landis, who's made a couple movies.
Yeah.
64 years old. Martha Stewart, 73.
Wow.
Martin Sheen, 74. And Tony Bennett, is 88.
Wow.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, so Lois Lerner's true feelings about conservatives have finally been revealed in these new emails received by the House Ways and Means Committee. Now, in a 2012 email discussion with an unnamed source about conservative talk radio hosts, Lerner said, well, maybe we are through if there are that many a-holes. Now, the other individual responds by describing talk radio callers as rabid, to which Lerner responds, so we don't need to worry about alien terrorists. It's our own crazies that will take us down. It's pretty clear that Lerner holds a huge personal animus towards anybody who's conservative. And then she took the next step in using the threat of the government to intimidate, harass, and silence opposition voices. We'll see if the administration sticks by its belief that there's not a smidgen of corruption here.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, when I get a muscle or a joint pain or back pain, I don't want pills. I just want relief, and I want it fast. Now, thankfully, a friend pointed out to me Salon Pause Jet Spray. Now, it has two powerful pain-fighting ingredients that I can spray right where it hurts, and it sprays on clear, dries fast, and best of all, it starts to work on contact, and it lasts for hours and hours. Salon Paz is now my go-to pain reliever. Now, you can find the blue can with the blue cap, so try Salon Paz Jet Spray today. Use as directed.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. 1-800-370-8599. 1-800-370-8599. 1-800-370-8599.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas.
Powerful news. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. Tesla said its second quarter loss increased over the same time last year. This despite hitting a new high in the amount of high-end electric cars it delivered. It also announced a deal with Panasonic to construct the world's largest battery factory near Reno, Nevada. That should create more than 6,000 jobs. Shares of Tesla did fall in pre-market trading. Taking a look overseas, European markets are all lower so far. This followed a sell-off in the U.S. yesterday. Asian markets finished lower as well, the Nikkei closing down around 0.5%. As far as those U.S. stock trades go, the Dow was down 317 points to close at 16,563, the Nasdaq down 93, and the S&P 500 lost 39 points. For the month, the Dow fell 1.6%, the Nasdaq down 0.9%, the S&P 500 lost 1.5%. And futures looking lower for both the Nasdaq and the S&P as we get ready for the first trading day in August. This is the Dow Jones Money Report.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic11.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic11.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic11.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic11.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic11.com. Watch for free at Diabetic11.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes meds at Diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Good morning. It's 626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High temperature today going to be probably about 90 degrees. Might not make 90. And, in fact, next couple of days will be right around 90. And the low temperatures in the evening pretty nice at about 71 or so. Winds are out of the north. That's the reason that it feels that way, which, again, doesn't happen very often in August, so we can enjoy it. Hopefully most folks out there got some shower activity, and yet the skies are going to be okay today to maybe have outdoor stuff going on in the weekend. There will be a slight chance of showers tomorrow and on Sunday and Sunday night at about 20%. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 5. We've got overcast skies, and it's 72.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. And backed by popular demand, free wine tastings from 1 to 4 this Saturday and the first Saturday of every month. Spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Mosquitoes bite you because they want your blood. But do you know what they want your blood for? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. A mosquito is more likely to bite you late in the afternoon, and male mosquitoes never bite.
It's only the female that sucks blood. And the blood that is ingested is used for the production of eggs.
Andrew Spielman, author of the book Mosquito, says mosquitoes do not use blood as food for themselves. The blood isn't even good for them.
In fact, a mosquito will live longer if she has no access to blood at all.
Why do mosquitoes seem to thrive around standing water?
Their larvae are all aquatic. All mosquitoes are absolutely dependent upon a water of some source for their immature stages.
And you don't always itch when you get a mosquito bite.
It's a sensitivity reaction. It's an immune reaction that's actually causing the itch. So on first exposure to a particular kind of mosquito, there will be no immune reaction, and you'll probably not itch.
In his research, Andrew discovered that insect repellents that contain the ingredient DEET, spelled D-E-E-T, seem to work the best. And if you do get a mosquito bite...
Well, I just hold my arm under the a water faucet and turn the water up as hot as I can stand it. And then the itching all of a sudden stops.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Intimate Gathering season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $138. The Swingle Singers, the Capitol Steps, the Five Browns Holiday, In the Heat of the Night, and the Great Gatsby. The Intimate Gathering series is sponsored by Sterling Auto Group, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, and Carbach Brewing Company. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A local nonprofit and faith-based housing assistance organization disagrees with the city of College Station over the administration of a federal grant that assists homebuyers with lower incomes.
Embrace Brazos Valley owes the city of College Station $181,000. That's after the city council approved reimbursing HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, after city staff determined Embrace spent money on an out-of-town project. Embrace attorney Chris Peterson says the issue is over two lots purchased in College Station being used as collateral. Peterson says the original contract administrators knew the collateral was for a line of credit to pay for operating expenses in multiple cities.
And none of them raised any objection when it was done.
While College Station self-reported a technical violation to HUD, Peterson says that hasn't happened in other cities.
Everybody else disagrees with the interpretation that the city College Station has. A couple of them have asked that, you know, they just make some changes on where they put the line of credit funds or, you know, things like that.
Peterson says one home in College Station was built and sold while construction of the second home is continuing without the grant, only with the money made from the sale of the first home. Peterson says when the second house is completed and sold, a portion of those proceeds will be returned to the city under terms of the grant. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Texas man arrested following a bank robbery in Arkansas is suspected of multiple holdups in three states, including one nearly 2 years ago in College Station at FedStar Credit Union.
The Lone Ranger Bandit, as he was dubbed in numerous media accounts, was identified as Richard Swicegood, who is a 37-year-old male out of Waxahachie.
College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Fleer says Swicegood was caught by Arkansas State Police following a similar holdup in Benton. Swicegood is also accused of robberies in Mississippi. One of two men involved in a Bryan Bank robbery a year ago is headed to prison. Brazos County District Court jury sentenced 43-year-old Brian Champion of Houston to 60 years. That's after Champion pleaded guilty to the armed holdup of the Commerce National Bank branch at 29th and Broadmoor. During the punishment phase, prosecution witnesses included a local realtor who testified how he was beaten and tied up before his car was stolen before the robbery. The district attorney's office says Champion must serve 30 years before he is eligible for parole due to holding up a Houston store 11 years ago. 5 years ago, College Station police found three computers and other storage devices containing more than 64,000 pornographic images of children. The man convicted of possessing those pictures is out of prison. 43-year-old Greg Baird, who lists an address in Spring, according to jail records, was granted parole after serving 4 years of a 15-year sentence. He was released Thursday from the Brazos County Jail to start 10 years of probation. Conditions include sex offender treatment, staying at least 1,000 feet from any place where children gather, not having access to the internet without the device having approved software, and performing 300 hours of community service. Restoration has begun on a small Jewish temple in downtown Bryan, the only one in Texas named for a woman. Built at the same time and using the same materials as St. Andrew's Episcopal, Temple Frieda was a working synagogue until the 1970s.
It's a beautiful little neoclassical building. It was built in 1912, about the same time as St. Andrew's Church, which is directly across the railroad tracks from it.
Stephanie Sale, part of a group of Bryan residents attempting to restore the building, says they hope to bring it back in line with the original deed requirements. The stained glass windows have been removed for repair, something Sale says will be quite obvious to passersby. She says those interested in the project can contact Lindsay Gindy with the City of Bryan. A record 6,500 Texas A&M freshmen are participating in Freshman Orientation Camp. Director Alex Kalin of Arlington says that necessitated adding a seventh four-day session, each identified by its own color.
The colors are very much just a defining factor in camp. So I was in a red camp my freshman year, and I'm always going to remember the fact that I was in a red camp, and you have red, blue, aqua, green, yellow, purple, and now you've got lime.
Kalin, a 2014 graduate, is leading 1,200 upperclassmen who are paying their own way to be student counselors. It's the first time in nearly 20 years Fish Camp has added a session. Thousands of visitors are arriving to Bryan College Station, participating in and watching the games of Texas.
We've been focused on traditions. The locals and the residents are driving around, going to the restaurants, and you notice the stores might even have the shelves are empty from water or some of those basic things that seems like fall semester started. It's not that.
Jordan Meserol with the Convention and Visitors Bureau says the crowd is estimated at 25,000. Events in both cities, which include local contestants, continues through Monday. You're invited to the official opening ceremonies, which takes place tonight at 7:30 at Olson Field. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Moody Gardens presents Smiles and Seaside Summer Fun. Make some waves and save with a day pass, big discounts, and big fun. Enjoy the new Real Pirates Exhibition, Ropes Course, Zip Line, Palm Beach, 3D and 4D theaters, Rainforest, and Aquarium Pyramids. Relax at the Moody Gardens Hotel or Golf Course. Splash along the Lazy River with fireworks and the Bands on the Sand Weekend Concert Series. So smile, enjoy some real seaside summer fun. Save at moodygardens.org.
Stuff the Bus is a community-wide drive to collect school supplies for children in our area. Each year, the Junior League provides school supplies to more than 16,000 students in need. We invite you to join us on Thursday, August 7th at the Brazos Center, HEB Tejas, and HEB Tower Point for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive. We hope you'll consider purchasing school supplies to donate to Stuff the Bus. For more information, please visit jlbcs.org or find them on Facebook and Twitter.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer, Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com. Here's the weather.
In some parts of the state, rain is falling heavily, especially off to our south. We'll be keeping a watch on it, but right now it looks like it stays south of us this morning. Mixture of clouds and sun close to 90 today. There could be a stray thunderstorm. Partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. For tomorrow, partial sun, 90 to 95. There could be an afternoon storm. On Sunday, lots of sunshine, 90 to 95. Again, the threat of an isolated thunderstorm Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the USA Today preseason coaches poll released yesterday. A&M is in the top 20. Photos of the new facility are posted on our website at WTAW, and a record set at the Junior PGA Championship yesterday at Miramount by one of the ladies in the field. It's pretty incredible. We'll share all that and more coming up.
There you are. So we had talked to Bill Flores yesterday, and he had said, you know, we talked about that. The most dangerous place to be is between the congressman and the airport when when the session's about to be over. But apparently the session's not over, and it wasn't because the Republicans were fighting with the Democrats. It's because the Republicans were fighting with the Republicans.
No.
They could not get this thing settled, though. The border bill looked dead after a revolt by a group of more conservative Republicans who had said that the GOP bill wasn't tough enough on illegal immigration. That was the $660 million border bill, even though it had been tweaked several times so that they could get the votes of the conservatives. But the conservatives kind of folded their arms and said, nope, we don't like that. And there was no immediate sign of a deal as the sun went down. So the Democrats were kind of pressing the members to oppose any GOP plan. The whip, who gets paid extra because he's the whip, doesn't have a whip, but, I mean, he gets to say that.
He might get a lot more done if he did.
True. They're apparently working last night to see if they can come up with something.
That's not super surprising. There was some polling yesterday that said that Republicans are more focused on immigration than Benghazi, IRS, yeah. and Fast and Furious combined.
Well, and again, here's the deal. Well, of course, IRS ends up being, that's just a soap opera to watch. I mean, that's they're kind of Lois Lerner's obviously continuing to self-destruct, or at least we're getting to see her self-destruct. But, and it should be something that we're all we all are angry about, because we all have to deal with the IRS. But the immigration thing scares people, I think. They don't want folks in their neighborhoods. It's okay if those people are sent over there. Here, put them here, right over there. Yeah, but far away from me. So I can see why there are a lot of lawmakers who want to at least appear that they're fighting to make sure that those little alien munchkins don't show up in our backyard. With that in mind, by the way, refugee children. Now, I forget what state it was that we were talking about 2 weeks ago where they said it was in California. You can't send them here because there are way too many conservative people who will yell at the kids. Remember
yes,
that?
Yeah,
that was a great excuse.
Golly.
Mike Pence, though, the governor of Ohio, he's a Republican. Apparently not happy that the Obama administration had decided that there would be some placements made in his state. Part of the reason he wasn't happy is he found out from the news media, and they just didn't let him know. It's like they're going to sneak him over the border into Ohio from Indiana. He said, quote, "We found out from press accounts that more than 200 undocumented children had been placed in private placements across the state of Indiana, and we were only notified by the Department of Health and Human Services after that was being publicly talked about." Hence, he says, don't be doing that. He says it's, quote, "neither sensible nor humane." Oh, okay, so what, living in Ohio is not sensible or humane? I like that.
Nope.
Yeah, I guarantee you, their development people are going, no, Governor, don't say it that way. That's not good. Anyway, so once again, the latest NIMBY would be GOP Governor Mike Pence saying, yes, we need to do something for those kids, but just don't bring them here. Little bit of legal cha-cha surrounding the Affordable Care Act shows no signs of slowing down. Did you see that that apparently the U.S. Court of Appeals has dismissed a suit saying that the Obama administration cannot be pouring money into Virginia's federally run exchange? You know, they might need a little extra money, some Obamacare subsidies, if you will. Well, this court says that is absolutely legal and it can be done. So now that that's gotten the green light, look for other states to be doing that. In the meantime, a conservative group called the Competitive Enterprise Institute, okay, is going to fund litigation to try to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court. Good luck with that. Speaking of the U.S. Supreme Court, notice how I transitioned because I'm a radio professional.
Yes, you are.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg sat down with Katie Couric. Of course, it's the getting up out of the chair that causes the problem. Anyway, who, by the way, is a reporter for Yahoo News now. Did you know that? Who knew that Katie Couric was working for
Yahoo? I thought you were talking about Ginsburg.
No.
I did too for a second. Yeah. What?
They sat down and did a little talk, and apparently Ms. Ginsburg was not happy about this Hobby Lobby case, and she said she just wanted to let people know she was angry that that 5-4 decision, she was one of the fours. But she raised more eyebrows when she basically refused to retire from the court before the November midterm elections. Many people had wanted, on the liberal side, had wanted Ginsburg to step down because if the Republicans win control of the Senate in November, that's going to make it pretty tough for the president to be able to find somebody that would be kind of on her side of the political divide. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. She said, "All I can say is that I'm still here and likely to remain here.
Good.
I expect to stay at least until 82, which is the age that Louis Brandeis was when he retired. So going to be there a while. I didn't know that she'd been treated for cancer. I knew that. But while she's been on the bench, she's been treated twice for broken ribs.
No. Really?
What the hell is she doing as a Supreme Court justice and she's breaking ribs? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And how about the help I've fallen thing in my head
it,
now.
It could be that, yeah. And get this. A recording has surfaced of Bill Clinton saying on the eve of the 9/11 attacks he didn't kill Osama bin Laden because he didn't want to risk civilian casualties.
Yep.
Said that getting bin Laden would have forced them to bomb the city of Kandahar back to the Stone Age. So the problem with that would have been. Anyway, got
to
be
easy
careful,
to say that in retrospect.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So anyway, well, let's see about that. And I don't know. I guess that's about it.
That's mumble.
Yeah, that's enough. Anyway, it's 6:46.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to lumberliquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
This is Paul Bonarigo with Messinahoff Winery and Resort. We invite you and your family to our 37th annual Harvest Festival, celebrating the beginning of a new vintage. Each weekend in August, we will be picking, stomping, wine tasting, and feasting. Every Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a wine and culinary journey in our nighttime specialty events. Join our family at Messinahoff. Call 979-778-WINE or purchase tickets at messinahoff.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Sometimes it's nice to be able to turn to a professional for help in planning an improvement project. That's true with interior decorators. It's equally true with exterior designers as well. This is a grand time for planning new plantings. Let's analyze the steps you should use to choose the right landscape planner. I'll be back with details right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh, no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. If we're choosing somebody to help us with a landscape design, let's start by defining some key operative terms. A landscape architect is a schooled and licensed landscaping artist. This represents the most professional level one can attain in the field. If you have a project that will require structural decisions like an overhead structure, a bridge, or a tall retaining wall, these are the people who have the credentials. Many landscape architects are employees and partners in firms that specialize primarily in commercial landscape designs. Some, however, also do residential designing, at least of larger landscapes. A landscape designer, by comparison, is a less specific term. It may be a nurseryman, or it could be someone who understands the important principles of planning an attractive garden. Where landscape architects often lean more heavily on architectural structural side, landscape designers often have more expertise in plant selection and care. If all you need is a plan for new beds alongside your sidewalk, you probably will find a landscape designer to be your better choice. It's important to note that there are incredibly talented people in each category. It all really boils down to finding a person whose finished work you admire and with whom you would enjoy spending time designing. Ask for references. Drive by to see how they look a year or two after they've been finished. Ask the homeowner how your architect or designer was to work with and if they would hire him or her another time. Your landscape plan should be drawn carefully to scale. If there are involved elements in the design, for example, a gazebo or brick stone or other type of wall, you'll want detailed drawings so there can be no question of how it should be built. All trees and shrubs should be drawn to their full mature size, so you'll plant them at the proper spacings and you'll know how they will fill out. They may request that a survey be taken of your property. While that may seem like an unneeded expense, on first blush, it can save thousands of dollars down the road so that you don't build some kind of wonderful garden pool, for example, and it's 18 inches onto the neighbor's property. Work with your landscape planner to tailor your design to your family's specific needs. Be sure that all of your entertaining and recreational activities are accounted for. If a pool or greenhouse is in your future but not in your yard currently, set aside space for it and don't put anything permanent in the way. Once you've signed off on the final design plan, you're ready to start planting, and fall is a great time to put that into effect. I'm Neil Sperry. This has been Plant Talk Texas. Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy, yeah. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. The USA Today preseason coaches poll was released yesterday. Reigning national champ Florida State is number one, followed by Alabama, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Auburn. The Aggies are picked 20th, while Texas with new head coach Charlie Strong slotted in at 24th. You can check out the entire list of the top 25 on the website, WTAW.com. And by the way, the photos of the new facility were released yesterday as promised, and man, are they impressive. A quick thumbnail of what you might see, a barber shop in the locker room, equipment with wall art and four TVs, and above each player's locker there are tiles, kind of like flat screen TVs, that have the player's name, picture, hometown, etc. But it can also be used as a ribbon board, much like the one that circles through Kyle Field. Again, that's on WTAW.com as well. Texas A&M Baseball has named former University of Nebraska player and assistant coach Will Bolt to the staff. Bolt previously served a two-year stint as a volunteer assistant coach at A&M in 06 and 07. The Conroe native spent the last three seasons as the associate head coach for the Cornhuskers in Nebraska. Bolt helped lead the Huskers offense that was one of the best in the Big Ten last season. Bolt's primary function will include coordinating the offensive game, mentoring the infielders, and serving as the third base coach. In the junior PGA, Kristen Gilman increased her lead to six strokes yesterday by shooting a 1-under-70 at Miramount to reach 11-under par. Gilman has the best three-day total in the history of the girls' division. Gordon Neal had a two-stroke lead in the boys' division when the third round of play was suspended due to thunderstorms. Brazos Valley Bombers got rained out as well last night, so they'll play two today against the East Texas Pumpjacks. Game one starts at 6:15. Baseball's non-waiver trade deadline ended at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and there were some big names getting moved around. Boston Red Sox ace John Lester and outfielder Johnny Gomes were headed to Oakland in exchange for A's slugger Yonis Cepedes. Another Red Sox right-hander, John Lackey, has been traded to the St. Louis Cardinals for pitcher Joe Kelly and outfielder Alan Craig. The Detroit Tigers have picked up former Cy Young winner David Price in a three-team deal that traded Austin Jackson to Seattle and Drew Smyly and Will Adams and Nick Franklin to Tampa Bay. That was what was happening off the field. On the field, Nolan Reinbolt hit a two-run dinger as the streaking Toronto Blue Jays rallied to a 6-5 win over the Houston Astros last night. Reinbold's first home run came in the fifth to cut the lead to 4-3. His second of the season came against Chad Qualls and sent Toronto to its ninth win in 10 games. The Jays start in H-Town again tonight, first pitch at 7:10. The Rangers had the day off yesterday for travel. They're in Cleveland tonight for a 6:05 first pitch. But since we're talking Rangers, John Daniels, current president of baseball operations and general manager of the Rangers, was on the radio show in Dallas. As much as said, they were writing off this season to get ready for next.
We want to show up to spring training, whether it's Chu with his ankle or Holland with his knee, Jerkson with his, kind of under the shoulder, under the armpit muscle. Like we want all those things to be 100% in the rearview mirror. So that's our goal.
Just down the road, the Dallas Cowboys were wrapping up their first week of training camp. After last year's horrendous play from the defense, the question everybody's asking most often is, how's the defense coming along? Head coach Jason Garrett said it's a building process.
Certainly a work in progress, like every part of our team is at this stage of the year. I'm really pleased with how guys are working. I think our coaches are coaching guys hard, and I think our players are responding well to it.
We'll hop over now to the PGA, where Dustin Johnson is taking a leave of absence from golf to seek help for what he says are, quote, personal challenges. The statement he released through his management company offered no details other than that. Johnson will not compete in next week's PGA Championship and could miss the Ryder Cup as well. Mark Leishman is the leader through one round of the Bridgestone Invitational in Akron, Ohio. Leishman fired a 6-under-64 for a one-shot edge over Ryan Moore, Justin Rose, and Carl Schwarzer. Tiger Woods is four shots back. And that has been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Current economic conditions may have caused some to focus a bit more on the return of their investments rather than the return on their investments. Protection of personal or business assets in today's difficult economy can be more important now than ever. A personal or commercial umbrella policy through W.E. Gibson will help provide the coverage needed to protect your hard-earned assets. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let's get started.
Moody Gardens presents Smiles and Seaside Summer Fun. Make some waves and save with a day pass, big discounts, and big fun. Enjoy the new Real Pirates Exhibition, Ropes Course, Zip Line, Palm Beach, 3D and 4D theaters, Rainforest, and Aquarium Pyramids. Relax at the Moody Gardens Hotel or Golf Course. Splash along the Lazy River with fireworks and the Bands on the Sand Weekend Concert Series. So smile. Enjoy some real seaside summer fun. Save at moodygardens.org.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Well, okay, here science has given us something. If this isn't creepy enough for you, researchers at the California Institute of Technology, Caltech, created see-through mice.
Oh.
See-through mice. I mean, when was the last time you said, gosh, if I could just see through that little critter?
Wait a minute. Does that mean that they're completely transparent or that you could just see that their heart's going?
No. The idea is they're going to use them so that they can track diseases as it makes its way through their body. Now, I can remember when I was a kid, we'd go out and look at the cows that had the plexiglass put in their stomach at A&M. That's off F&B Road. That was pretty weird. I mean, it's not like you bring people from out of town to go see it. But, you know. Hey, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-to-8 service means overtime coverage for you without paying overtime. 690-2278. Hope you got some good rain. A lot of folks did. High temperature today. Next couple of days, actually around 90. Low temperatures around 70. 72 now. WTAW College Station Bryan. We're coming up on 7 o'clock.